those lonely nights when he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right. And every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times, yeah. Even in the dead of night, there's never been a moment when the sun don't rise. You never let go, you know that it's true. He's still that good and he's still got you. You can count on that, you know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Do you remember? Just how good he is. He's a faithful
again, we're here with Seth Sleater on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at sethsleater.com. Seth, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Okay, there's two answers to this.
Okay.
So I have two first songs because one of them was kind of a joke. I have over 100 first cousins. A lot of first cousins. Crazy. And
wait, pause. How big is your siblings do your parents have?
My mom's one of 12 and my dad's one of 7.
Okay, that's fine. Answer, we're clear now. All right, yep, still, so wait a minute. That's
big
19.
Family.
Good night. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm one of 6.
All right, go forth and multiply. Okay, I got
all
it,
right,
man.
For real.
I got it. All right, sorry. 100 first cousins.
Yeah, crazy. And one of them we're really, really close with. He lived in Chicago. And so we didn't get to see him a ton, but once a year, we would get to hang out with, like, we do get to spend a week together. So he'd come to our house for a week and we just get to spend time. And then the next year we'd go to their house, all that kind of fun stuff. And the one stipulation that our parents made was that in order for it to happen, the first time it happened, they said we had to write a song by the end of the week. Otherwise it couldn't happen. Cause all of us are like kind of musicians. I played the piano, my brother played the drums, and then my cousin played the electric guitar. So we did that and I ended up doing all the writing cause the other two were just goofing off. And I basically wrote a song. It was a rap about sugar. It was called Sugarland Rap. and it was fire. And that was my first song, was like writing a rap about sugar. And it's like what every parent would want to hear when they send their kid away for a week. Like, oh, they're rapping about all the sugary things that they could possibly imagine. You know, like not exactly fun. So that was kind of the first one, more of a joke. And then in high school, I just finished reading The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And just the last one, and there was like a line at the end of it that I thought was like, I'm like, that's such a cool line. And the third movie was coming out soonish. Maybe they had just come out with the second one or making the third. And I finished the third book, and I read this, and I see like that last line. I'm like, that'd be a really cool song. So I write this song about based off of the last line of The Hunger Games, and like finished it all out. Like it was like one of those things that kept me up at night thinking about it. Woke up the next morning, wrote it all out. Hadn't really written like that before ever, so it just kind of came. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what if they like use this in like the movie, and it'd be crazy, and it'd be like my big break. And I didn't do anything with this like, except show it to a couple people. But the first like actual song I wrote was a song that was based off of The Hunger Games, which is just bizarre because I don't even love The Hunger Games.
You know what's random is for whatever reason, I've been watching those movies recently.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, I don't even know. Well, now I'm just gonna be disappointed that your song's not in it. I'm gonna be
Yeah, I
listening to see,
know.
did it in there now? Did it make it
That's
now?
like what could have been, you know?
No.
Maybe there's some alternate universe
Yeah,
where my song
where's
is not.
it's gonna be there? We'll see, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. Took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, and feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. Could I go? Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the king, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you. And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want what you in and then I don't wanna go unless I'm going there with you.
Steph, what's your songwriting process like today?
Man, I feel like it's different depending on the song. You know, every song's different. I would say just general answer. I think typically I will have there's two different streams. One is the stream where I just try to write every day. And so sometimes you're not inspired, you got really nothing, and so it's just an effort of will. And maybe that's just like fiddling on guitar for a little bit or piano until I kind of find something and then write for a little bit. Sometimes I'll go through my notes because I'll just kind of keep notes of song titles or lyric ideas and build from there. Other times, memos, like I'll just go to my memos if I've memoed anything into my phone that I feel like might be worth chasing. So in a day-to-day writing process, that's typically where I'll go. When I'm like really in a write with somebody or like intentionally really trying to write a song for something, I think what I try to do first is I kind of identify what's a major theme happening in my life, what's something that kind of stands out to me that I've read in the Bible or that's just kind of like I've been chewing on or just where I'm feeling in the moment. And I'll kind of try to, I'll have conversations with the other writers about where they're at. And if it kind of seems like there's a theme or something that's jumping out, we'll kind of just chase it. We'll kind of write it down and talk about what that looks like and find a melody and just kind of build from that place. So I think those ones tend to be typically the better ones. But I feel like doing all the other stuff on a regular basis and building the habit really helps kind of support that. But really, it's trying to find what is my heart. And then, like, I think early on, I would try to find a cool idea and then tie my heart into it. It's like, oh, really cool idea. And I guess this is kind of how I could relate to it. I think it's the opposite now, where I feel like I find where my heart's at and then, like, a cool idea, kind of tie a cool idea into it or a cool whatever into it, but really kind of letting the heart be that core part.
That's good stuff.
At the end of myself, and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now, it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope. I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now.
Desperate. For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hand. That steeple up on top, no. Ain't talking about them hot pews, or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road, or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so could use a little church right now.
Wrapping up here with Seth Schleter on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Seth, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Let's go, bro. Let's do
it. What's your favorite junk food?
Oh, Doritos.
What kind of Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
That's a good one. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Peanut butter or coffee?
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Grumpy?
That's a good one. I should have said, can you name seven of your first cousins?
That's a harder one. That's a harder question.
What color is your toothbrush?
Black.
In the movie about your life, the Seth Schleter story, what actor would play you?
Harry Styles.
If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Iron Man.
Favorite board game?
Ooh, Axis and Allies.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
It's a big time one. Machine for one day. When and where do you go?
Oof. I go to Acts of the Apostles, somewhere in there.
That's good. Favorite card? Yeah, that's a good one. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase? What is Cyber Chase?
Bro, I only watched PBS growing up. That was like the only thing we could watch. It was like one of those PBS
shows. I was looking forward to this question. I was like, I wonder what the homeschool answer is gonna be.
Dude, look it up. Cyber Chase, it was great.
Cyber Chase. Everybody check out Cyber Chasers. Give it some love. You can probably get it at your library. Go pick it up.
Probably.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Yes.
And last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay, hot take, but this question's supposed to be a hot take, I guess.
Sure.
Frozen. I can't stand Frozen. I know a lot of people love Frozen and get like hype about it. I just never liked it from day one, and I just pretty much despise it.
Fair, man. It's fair. I can respect it. You know, I got my young kids. Well, I think when my son was super small when it came out, I think we watched it every day for a while, and then my daughter's super into it. But I can respect it, man. I can get it. I get it. Well, he's Seth Sleater. He survived behind the tunes here from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at SethSleater.com. Seth, thanks so much for hanging out today, man.
Hey, man, it's been such a blast. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
My days were numbered, case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Dance on.
bunch of chore rap. Never gonna get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
Been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.